Well, I don't tell all about me or what do I do. Well, I had a bit of a rough ride because it is very difficult being abroad and doing the reset. I just try to stick with what I measured and eat accordingly. But I had a few surprises that things I thought I had measured and were very clear, they obviously weren't quite clear. So I will want to ask, you know, what do I do if there was a glitch, so to speak, that I went over the 110.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. So that's me done.
Very, very, very happy to meet you. Welcome.
Thank you. Oh, you got, by the way, you got the a photo from me from here. That was the only time, the only day I had a bit of extra time. And I sent to all of you the Easter smoothie photo.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And see, that's why it's so nice to put faces and hear voices to what we see on Facebook. That's why we chose to do it this way. It's a small,
very nice
smaller group that very we good. Can do this. The group is too big to do this otherwise. But so you guys get this as a bonus.
Oops. I don't hear you anymore,
Lynn. That's because I muted myself.
You wanted to talk to yourself.
I do, well, sometimes. Margaret, would you be comfortable sharing? You should be unmuted, unless you've muted yourself on your end.
Lynn, you're muted.
I have background noise, so I keep muting myself now and then. So Shirley, Ala, anybody else want to share anything? If any of our coaches want to share about themselves, now's the time to do that.
Oh, I just have a question about Margaret. Was she trying to say something?
Well, I don't... All I see on my end is that she has a camera. Did you activate your audio part, Margaret?
Margaret, do you have audio on your computer?
She's studiously probably trying to figure it out. Maybe she doesn't hear us.
I do. I finally can hear you now.
Yay! Celebration.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce yourself to the group?
Sure. My name is Margaret, and I live in the United Kingdom. I'm American, but I live in the UK. So, this is sort of I'm doing well on the program so far, but I'm at the same time I'm struggling. I don't know if that's the time to give that in the introduction, but maybe there's
sure.
a place to...
Nope, that's what we asked for, is where are you in the program? Have you started the reset, or are you going through some of the...
I started the reset with everybody else. I have... I'm struggling with the glucose readings, though, to take them as frequently and to really see where they are. I might be driving when I'm supposed to be taking it. I might be in the middle of work. I'm helping a customer, whatever. So that just isn't working very well. But I think that it's still somehow leveling. Sugar craving seems to be gone. And finally, the craving for bread and crackers is pretty much gone. I've been following the food as we're supposed to. It's starting to settle, but I still feel tired. The digestion hasn't, regularized yet. So yeah, but I want to stick with it, but I'm just.
Good for you. You know, one thing, and again, coaches, anytime, just open your mics and feel free to share. My experience with this program, because it's the first time, it's not the first time I've gone through this or any of her programs, but it's that you are becoming attuned to yourself. Mm-hmm. It asks you to consider yourself and look at yourself and hear yourself. And so that is, that's one really great benefit to all of this. Anybody else? Any, Susan, Annette, Lisa?
Well, I just wanted to say hi, Margaret. And before you all came on, I was having a chat with Barbara. Barbara is based in England as well. And I wanted to say I'm based in Europe too. I'm in Switzerland. And I'm very familiar with what's going on and with resources available in the UK. So if you have any questions or need to source things that are in the UK, just send a message on the Facebook group and I will try to help you.
You're in Barbara, you're in Switzerland?
No, I'm in Switzerland and Barbara Lisa. Is in England. Yeah, oh. Lisa. And then Barbara is one of the Sweet Spot members and she's in Italy right now, but she's based in England too.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Switzerland is one of my favorite places.
Yeah. Other than that, how are you feeling?
Who are you speaking with exactly?
I'm speaking to you. Thanks. Susan.
Hi. I don't know how this works. This is my first time, so I don't know where
and
to.
You are doing well. Thank you.
I had a healing crisis about day four. Headachy, just wouldn't go away. In the middle of the night, I've got shivers and you know the whole like a bad flu. But I knew it wasn't a flu because I've done detoxing before, so I know what it's like. But thankfully, that shifted. My mood's lifted. My head is clearer. And those are big things for me. Huge. But I still feel a lot of stress. I feel pretty overwhelmed by the whole program. And I only recently realized I haven't even filled out some of the beginning forms. But at the same time, I'm doing this training. I'm also doing other courses, like a healing course, like other inner work. And I saw that I tried to be kinder to myself with that, to say that with the inner work that I'm doing, it may not be exactly filling out all the forms in the Sweet Spot program, but it's still inner work. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So I'm just trying to pull back a little bit so that I don't give myself such a hard time. And having the daily recordings from Dr. Rita Marie has been really helpful because I just was about to stop and start over again. But at the same time, I don't want to because I've really made a good start, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right on track.
Oh, yes. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Well, that inner work too, again, it encourages you to look within and do what's best for you. And, and this is something Dr. Rita Marie really tries to teach us and encourage us to do with the recipes and everything. She gives you recipes, they're guidelines. You do what's best for you. Yes, she picked a date on the calendar and said, okay, April 1st, we're going to be starting the reset. But then she says, but do it when it's right for you.
Yeah.
So I applaud you for that.
So I don't really have to start over if I'm struggling with the glucose testing and stuff?
If you want to, you can. If you feel, if you want to continue on from where you're at, then do that.
This came up. Call last night, actually, somebody else. had proposed the possibility of stopping and starting again. And, you know, you're right. You have done so much so far that it would be a shame to stop. And Rita Marie was saying, you know, this is a lifestyle change too.
Yeah.
So what exactly are you stopping? You know, if you, it's not about the forms, and I think you know that. It's more about you and taking care of yourself and doing what you can. And you're able to do your readings when that might fit in, that might not, but you know that when you're not able to do it, you stay on the safe side of what you're eating. And you're watching your stress, that's really important. I think you should keep going.
And we never really stop.
Right.
You know, you can't, there is no such thing as going back because you've already done these things. And so you don't really stop. You just maybe continue differently. You continue in a manner that's right for you.
Oh, we lost your audio. There we are.
Again.
Is that better?
There we go.
Okay. I've invested in a Berkey water filter system so that, you know, I can have good water. And that's made a difference because I know that I keep filling it every day and so I must be drinking it all too. So I'm getting more, but my digestion hasn't shifted yet. Can that still take a while? I had one really good day and then otherwise not what I consider great. I've generally been constipated most of my life. So yeah. And yeah, I don't know if you know my situation.
Water.
Pardon?
Definitely drinking that water is going to be helpful.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I've got the supplements and, but it just hasn't shifted. I've lost a little bit of weight. Just trying to think if there's something else. Just trying to be prepared today.
You're good. So you said there was more to share. Was there more? What more did you?
Well, I don't know if you, because I haven't filled out all the preliminaries. I don't know if you're aware of my situation, but I had Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I went through 6 months of chemotherapy. And so when I did the exercise class a few days ago with Maria, which was great, by the way, but I don't have the stamina the others do. But she was really good, I have to say. But the next day, I felt like I did when I was going through chemo. It just kind of stirred up all of the deep-seated drugs that are still in my body, even after 3 years. So, I'm just noticing a lot of things. I guess that's all I'm saying. It's bringing that up. Yeah.
Perfect.
Do you have any suggestions, or
Susan does. She teaches yoga, so she probably does. It may also be because those things like Hodgkin's lymphoma and other conditions like that create a stress within your body. So you probably have some adrenal fatigue and more strenuous workouts. Aren't always what you're going to do at that point. And so Susan teaches yoga and she probably has some great ideas about that.
Okay. I would be interested, Susan. Yeah. Do you teach in the manner that Maria does, in fact, over the internet?
Yeah, I can do that. And I did have stage 3 adrenal fatigue. And
did you?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So if I tried to do a practice that was a little bit stronger that I had been used to, I would feel like I had been hit by a truck the next day.
Yeah.
And actually for the next few days, I would really pick. So in fact, I ended up just doing restorative work for about 2 years and a lot of work. And that really helped. It helped move things through, but in a really gentle way. I think that would be a really helpful thing for you. And then just regarding the constipation, I was thinking of magnesium. I mentioned magnesium last night on the call, but that, I don't know what kind you're taking in the program, but.
I have magnesium citrate powder. Okay. And I usually take half a teaspoon or a teaspoon in the evening, half a teaspoon. Maybe I should be taking more. And some nights I forget. I just forget. But that's the kind of magnesium I'm taking, yeah.
Well, that usually helps move things through. A half teaspoon doesn't sound like much, but it depends on how many milligrams that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I would say up to at least 500 milligrams a night. Does anybody else have any?
Yeah, okay. I would say 400 to 600 milligrams. So exactly what you said, four to 600 milligrams would be an area to shoot for and see how you do there.
Okay, I'll try that. Thank you very much.
How about vitamin C?
I don't have that one. I've got a multi-B vitamin, and I've just ordered liquid B, having seen it on the page. I'm taking carnosine because I was taking that when I had cancer. I'm finishing off the beta-glucan that I have. I'm taking, what was it, turmeric, and the ones that were suggested by Dr. Rita Marie. So I think I've got everything there. So I'm taking.
But not the vitamin C.
Not vitamin C. Should I get that too?
Annette, please open.
Well, I was going to say vitamin C, not only for the constipation aspect, but it feeds the adrenals.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I didn't know. Okay.
You can get a buffered vitamin C from BioCare.
Okay.
From any of the shops in England, from Revital, from any of the health food shops.
And okay.
The buffered one, and it's a very gentle one. And then you just add it in slowly up to, when your bowels start to move, actually. You can actually take up to bowel tolerance or more.
Uh-huh.
Okay. BioCare would be the good brand to try.
Yeah, the good brand. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Great. I don't know if I have any other questions. Is this a call?
This is an open call. We're just we're here to support you. You guys, this is a bonus call just for you, the first 50 that signed up.
Okay.
And because it was a smaller group, we wanted to do it this way. So you get that more personal. You get to see us. We're not just.
That's
Facebook
just wonderful because I feel, I'm connecting a little bit online. But I haven't written my things like when I had my healing crisis and all of that. I wrote to you, but just because I needed somebody to talk to because I live on my own.
Okay.
And so, and there's nobody else around me. They think I'm a little bit nuts. you're on another program. You know, last year it was something, the year before it was clean, and the year before that it was something else. So this feels to me like my last shot because I just can't keep going the way I'm going. And I would like to enjoy my years, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be giving my notice to my part-time job, which is stressful, can be, and be giving the notice and finish by the end of May, I think. Which I'm looking forward to. I don't know what I'm going to fill it, but at least maybe paint and go on a holiday, you know, that kind of thing. But I would really like to sort out my eating and what it is that I can and can't because it just hasn't been working. And I've, you know, been too low and tired and yeah. So, but I do feel a shift. So I have to say I'm fingers crossed, you know. I followed the plan very well as far as the food. I haven't missed a beat regarding sugar and carbs and all of that stuff. So I'm very happy about that. That I've gone through the hardest part, I think. But I don't know what's to come yet. So.
Great. Yeah, none of us do. That's part of the adventure.
How long have you been doing this type of work?
Yeah, it's been, I've been on the journey probably my whole life. Yeah. So I've been with Dr. Rita Marie for about 4 years. So okay. How about Annette, Susan, Lisa? You've
I've been with Dr. Rita Marie for a year and a half, but I started my journey back in 88 when I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's many, many decades.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a journey, definitely a journey. And I've been with Dr. Marie for about 4 years, I think, as well. Uh-huh. But blood sugar balancing was really the key to turning my own health issues around.
Yeah.
It's such a basic and foundational thing, but it's something that we often don't have in balance. And so it's wonderful to do resets throughout the year or once a year, but it's important just to know what you can eat and how to balance your blood sugar. Yeah.
So am I to understand that the reset is just, because you just said you do resets several times in the year.
Well, that's what I do.
So I'm not going to be, I'll be able to eat a little bit differently when I'm going to be transitioning or something. I'm not quite sure.
Well, and we'll be going more into this, but as you go through the reset, you'll see a column that says transition on your materials. And so it's not that 30 day goes by and you're done. There's a transition period. So, and part of that transition is that Dr. Rita Marie asks you to look, have you had 3 weeks of consistent blood sugar readings that are under 110? How are you doing with the supplements? Yeah. How are your cravings? So there's a series of questions that you are asked to ask yourself to see whether, do I continue on with the reset or am I ready to transition and seeing how my body does adding in other foods?
Okay.
The idea with the 30 days is because you've taken a month where you've tested foods, see which foods work for you to keep you under 110. So you have a day where you're a month where your body gets to rest. Because it's not always shooting up your blood sugars and it gets to rest. And during that period of time, it heals, it rejuvenates, it restores itself. So then it's like, okay, feeling okay. Let's add in some whatever it is you couldn't eat before. Maybe I'm going to put in some cherries. How do I do with cherries? Oh, look, I didn't go above 110.
So okay.
I can now start eating cherries. It's, you know, it's whatever it is that it, you just check to see. But again, if it shoots up above 110, you say, okay, not this time. Cherries, not this time.
Okay.
And so it's a process. It's not just a program. As was said here earlier, it's a lifestyle shift.
Yeah.
And part of that shift is how you perceive your relationship with yourself and food.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Okay. I think I'm going to have to do testing a little bit better than I did. Because I'm doing the using, say, if I make I start out with my liter of lemon water in the morning. And then I follow that with my green smoothie. And if I add the Sun Warrior protein powder, it seems to spike sometimes, I think. Okay. That's how I've seen it so far.
And then, one thing you said, and I'm hoping this helps other people too, you're like, well, I can't always test it at the same time as you know, the perfect way. That's okay. Do the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping this helps everybody.
Certainly does.
Great.
Okay.
Because sometimes the stress of trying to test your blood sugar will raise your blood sugar.
Yeah.
And so do the best you can. I encourage people, and this is just me. I know Dr. Rita Marie, she's a little more free floaty than I am. Mm-hmm. I need a schedule. So I look at, on Sundays, I look at my schedule and I actually plan when I'm going to eat so that I know I have a little extra time for things like testing or movement or whatever. And okay. So look at your schedule for the week. And it's like, oh, I'm going to be working here. So I know I won't be able to test the same way I usually do. So mm-hmm. I'll eat here. So maybe I can test a little better. Or okay. However, but just use your calendar. Your calendar, your scheduling is a powerful tool.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope that helps others. Yeah. And yeah. I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you didn't. It's okay. I'm good. I appreciate this group call. I'm just kind of, I wasn't expecting it.
Well,
so thank you for the help. I'll look into the supplement.
Small gifts. Great.
Oh, huge. You have no idea. I will probably want to look into suggested yoga. I mean, I can get yoga locally in my area, but the fact that if I could do something through the group, I think that's also good because you know my situation or what I'm going mm-hmm. through better. So I might be contacting.
Well, maybe Susan will talk, right?
Yeah.
See what Susan can offer.
Do I just contact you, Susan, through the Facebook page?
Yeah, or I can just put my email in the chat. Can you see the chat?
No.
On the bottom, if you take your cursor, see where it says chat?
Yeah.
And click on that.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's fine. That would be okay. That's great. Thank you very much. I'll do that, Susan. That's good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the support. I don't want to hold up you being able to talk to somebody else. I don't want to hog.
And we can always come back around. I do want to make sure that everybody else has a chance to speak, but you know,
I hope I haven't taken too much time. No, I'm sorry.
You're good.
Okay.
Not to worry. And you can also post in the chat if you have more questions as we go along.
Okay. Should I, is there something else I need
I can,
to
do? Nope. I can always mute you, but, okay. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so
much. Ala.
Yes.
You said here that you need some help, and so we are here for you too.
My name is Ala, and I joined the SSS program, and then I joined IRS PT program, and I was doing so great. I was so happy, and then you know everything collapsed. I'm on GAPS program for 3.5 years. I've been on GAPS for 3.5 years. 3 years, kind of, I healed. And the last 6 months, I was feeling better with my stomach because I didn't have, it felt like my entire body is failing, one organ at a time. So I didn't have stomach acid. I didn't have amylase to digest carbs. So I cut them off and I felt great at the end of 3 years. So, but I don't like GAPS because they eat too much animal protein and it's too much broth and all that extracts. It's not right. I never thought it's right, but for some reason it worked. So I was very excited and I started earlier the reset and 3 weeks I did great. My my fasting glucose went from 107 to 100 and I kept everything like around 107 with even strawberries. So then I started feeling my knees started aching at night like they used to, like that restless leg syndrome. And then like in 3 days my stomach just crashed. I'm in such a stomach ache pain, whatever it is, it's just unbearable. I wake up a few times at night to calm my stomach and I have to stop the reset. I'm so upset because I, you know, it's hard work, you know that. And it's in 3 years, I finally got some energy to do this program. And now I'm afraid I'm losing that energy I worked so hard for. even exercise, like the lady said, even exercise, even thinking of exercise makes me tired. So I lost a lot of weight in 3 weeks, from 138 to 126, which I like, but people don't like. I look like walking death. And of course, I have a lot of stress because I have 3 young kids, 14, 11, and 5. And it's a hectic life. And I took adrenal fatigue evaluation, and I'm hanging there, basically. I'm not totally there, but I'm almost out. So I would like your advice. What do I do in this case? And what do I eat now? Because I'm back to eating broths and cooked vegetables. And I love eating raw. I like that Vitamix. I make those green smoothie. Everything was so great. So that's enough information.
I have to ask you a question. This is Lisa. How quickly did you make the transition from the GAPS diet to this diet? I mean, it sounds like you jumped in full force.
Yes, okay. I did. So I felt so great. For 6 months, I felt so great being 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Last 6 months, I felt really great from GAPS. And I never liked that. So I probably jumped too fast, too abrupt.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big change for your body, you know? Yeah. And I can only say to everybody, and in general, just take things slowly. I mean, you just slowly build it in. I mean, maybe if you could redesign the GAPS diet and start adding in the food slowly, you know, and then wean yourself off of the GAPS food also at the same time as you're building up the other one, as opposed to, you know, being all in GAPS and then all of a sudden all in for this. I mean, it's a hard thing for your body to adjust to, you know.
Actually, I wasn't all in. I only changed my breakfast. My breakfast from eating soup for breakfast with cooked vegetables, but based on bone broth. I changed it to green smoothie, which was chia seeds, coconut, and a lot of greens, like chard. I actually didn't even go to kale. I ate. So that was the only substitution, but for the dinner, I still had my meat and my vegetables and the green salad. So I don't know what happened, but it's really, really painful now.
Go ahead. Nope. Because I'm a GAPS practitioner. And kind of along the lines of what Lisa was saying, what about having some broth with your smoothie as part of your transition period?
Actually, that's how I did GAPS. I just used like kale or spinach in my soup in the morning just to get a little bit of, because you can't eat all that cooked food. It's so horrible for me. I mean, in my understanding of digestion. And so what are you saying? So start instead of just eat the broth, the bone broth?
No, I'm not saying just eat the broth.
No, I mean,
kind of what Lisa was saying, you need to have that transition. GAPS is a great diet when it works because it does great things for people. But for some people, and you've been doing it a long time, but if that's working for you, what's that? Is there a meeting someplace between this program and GAPS for now to transition you? So maybe it's have a little bit of broth and then have your smoothie is what I'm kind of wondering.
So they just start with my soup, regular soup, and have smoothie like for lunch, you mean?
Yeah. Because you said that was really what you had changed, was taking the broth out of the morning.
Basically,
and that seems to have a big impact, taking that out.
Yeah. So do I wait now to heal the stomach because it's such an inflamed, now back to inflammation, back to gastritis. So what do I do? I just stop. I stop the program because I'm in such a pain. I can't do it anymore.
Well, I would think you need to work on your stomach first.
Work on stomach.
Because if you're having pain, it's affecting everything.
Right? Isn't they said that we're supposed to get the bonus with this some kind
you
of?
You should have, if you haven't seen it yet. No, it, I haven't. It's my understanding that the gut bonus is going out this week, and I thought it was actually. I thought it was actually gone out by now. I have been not on as much because I'm helping my mom after her surgery. But I asked on Monday, and that was my understanding. It was going out this week. Something else I was thinking of, too, as Annette was sharing with you. What if you What if you made the chia porridge with a warmed broth? You can warm up the chia porridge, and maybe that will make it easier for you. You know, so you can have a broth for breakfast. Put something like a slippery elm in it, again, to help calm down that digestion. And this is not a for, you know, we don't follow diets. We understand diets. We understand the different protocols, but we want to do what's best for you. And so what if you incorporated, like Annette was saying, the pieces of the gaps and the pieces of the sweet spot program that are best going to support you and helping your digestion calm down. I personally suggest to people to test their blood sugar just to see where it's at. If it starts going up consistently above 110, it's more than likely from the stress of the foods than the actual foods themselves. But it's good to have that.
I think that's what, no, when the green smoothie, it actually dropped my glucose, my sugar down to like 96, 91. When I eat cooked food and broth, it actually elevates it to like 107, 111. If the reading is right, that meaning, whatever it was, the glucose meter, if it's right, because I hear a lot of things that it's not really reading properly.
Well,
but
that,
in general, that's what it does. So it doesn't matter if it reads a little bit higher or a little bit lower. But in general, cooked foods give me higher glucose reading than the raw foods with chia. I love that.
So what do you feel is going to be best for you?
I don't know. I totally stopped the program and I'm back on eating broth. But
okay.
It's not working right away, so I still have that horrible inflammation, and I don't know when it's going to, and it drains my energy on the top of that. So basically, I'm from extreme, from one extreme to back another extreme.
All right, so how can we merge these two extremes into?
So that's my question. What do I do?
So
now,
like
when
I was saying,
have this avalanche of pain, what do I do? What I understand, I have to calm the pain. I have to calm inflamed stomach so it can digest food. Otherwise, I can't even digest food. That's why I'm losing weight so abruptly. It went, and now, what is that? To 126, 124 for me. It's just like, this is it. I can't even.
Can I say something?
Please.
You know, as Lisa was saying, you have to kind of think of food as medicine. And, you know, when you go on I know this from dealing with my parents, but when you go on a new medication and you're going off of an old medication, you have to titrate down on an old medication and slowly titrate up on a new medication or even supplementation. It's the same thing with food. If you've been on a particular diet for a particular reason, which was your case, for a lengthy period of time that your body had become accustomed to, you know that when you switched gears abruptly, your body ricocheted. And so you're going to have to backtrack to heal again. You're going to have to calm down the inflammation, but at the same time, be a little gentle with yourself and with your body, right? I mean, be patient and be gentle with yourself, because it's, you know, it's, the inflammation will calm down. It's not going to be the end of the world for you to backtrack and go back and heal your gut. You'll probably have a faster response going back, you know, just see what that is like for you. And then once you've healed your gut, then slowly start to wean onto the foods in the program, you know, and like Annette said, combine your broth with your smoothie. Try to do it in a way that you're merging the two. And as you know, and you monitor, you're going to have to take it day by day. And you're going to have to be very patient with yourself, because what you're doing is a, you know, it's a big thing. It's a big change for your body.
Yes, and also try one food at a time. If you know, I mean, I don't know if you introduce a lot of foods, or I know you said you changed the breakfast, but I think, you know, try one food and stay with that for 3-4 days and see how you do, and then add something else.
And I would suggest a journal as well. I think it's actually a really good time for you to journal in general, aside from the food, you know, like what's going on inside of you as you're experiencing all of this.
Yeah. You know, especially you were talking about with your children. And I certainly relate. I have 7 children, and just children can, there's much to journal about there with your interactions. And so having that outlet to journal about what's going on with you, your family, the food, that, as Susan said, is going to be really, really helpful.
As a GAPS certified nutritionist, what would you start back with? What are you doing? What supplements would you recommend?
I would go back to the stage where you felt good and pick up from there. Because you know you feel good when you were doing whatever part of GAPS you were on. So I would go back there. And then, and I think, I was thinking about this while Susan was talking. If you're mixing, you said the cooked food elevates your blood glucose a little bit and the raw food brings it down. I think if you're eating them together, that's going to help balance that out, and you probably won't get as high as a spike as you do when it's straight cooked. But for now, what I'm hearing from you is your body needs more of the GAPS than the raw. So I would go back to the stage where you felt good with the supplements that were working. And if you have to step back even lower to get back to feeling good, I mean, you know how to change stages by now. I would do that and then start gradually working in some more of the raw food when you're feeling better.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And please let us know how you're doing, because we're here for you. We do have 2 more of these calls. I don't know if you'll be able to make them all, but even if not, just share with us on the Facebook group so that we can be there to help and support you.
Thank you very much.
Where do you live?
It's Boca Raton, Florida.
Oh, I'm in Fort Myers right now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, my mother had surgery, so I'm here to help her. And as you probably heard me say, and I apologize if I say it too much, but it's just glorious not being here. I'm sure Susan understands, because we're getting up where I live, we're getting another snowstorm. So just fair warning, Susan, it's probably going to you next.
This winter is so great in Florida. It's just like a dream, a dream. These cool nights and warm days, sunny, not a lot of rains. It is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Enjoy. Thank you. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
So Barbara put in the chat here, when my blood sugar goes above 110, do I have to start the reset again? Meaning, do I have to do the reset again for 30 days after the spike? When I have the smoothie in the morning, I feel full, but I'm starving again after 2 hours. So let's start with the first question. So coaches, what is your response? What is your thoughts when we talk about the blood sugar going up above 110 and the reset?
How high above 110? And how long does it stay there?
Shall I answer?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, so far, I don't have a lot of possibility to measure at the moment. But a few days ago, that happened, that it went, well, I don't have your measurements. I have the European measurements. So I can't, but I can multiply.
Lisa hopefully will be able to help us.
Yeah. So it was 68, and the other time was 72. I don't know if you can translate that into your measurements. I know that 61 is 110. That's what I know. The one time it was really odd. The glucose level was far below or way below 110, and only after about an hour and a half, it suddenly shot up to a higher, to 72. And I was very, and then it lasted, I think I measured 3/4 of an hour or an hour later, and then it went back to normal.
Which units are you using? Are you using millimoles and millimoles per liter?
Yeah.
So they would be different. It would be like 4, 5, 6. It would be those kind of measurements, right?
I was looking at the conversion chart going, wow.
Yeah.
You either have.
Because the Americans are on milligrams per deciliter, so that would be, 100, 110, those kind of numbers. But the Europeans or the rest of the world besides America is on millimoles per liter. And then, we're aiming to be below 5, or 5.5. That would be the sort of goal.
I think 6.1 is 110. I think you multiplied by 18.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm looking at our conversion chart, and 6.1 is 110.
Yeah. So what are your measurements? Then what are your measurements in millimoles?
Normally they stay around about between 5. The lowest I think was 4.9 to 6.1. But two times the glucose went above. As I said, the one to 7.2 and the other one to 6.8.
And how long was that after you ate?
As I said, the one time it took it was. It was, I think, after 30 minutes and went back down. The 6.8 went back down after another 30 minutes. And the 7.2, it went up to that only an hour and 50 minutes afterwards. Okay. And then it went back in an hour.
So what were you eating then?
I had something which I thought was these noodles in inverted commas, which Dr. Rita Marie recommend cognac noodles. Mm-hmm. But maybe the advert, I assume maybe it isn't. I think those cognac noodles are made from mushrooms. And I later read on the package of those noodles I had that they are made from root vegetables, I think. Yeah. Some kind of root vegetables. They don't say exactly what
they're made. It's the cognac tree.
Yeah. So I assume that it was these noodles which did make my glucose go up so high.
What did you put on the noodles?
Oh, I had them with stuff which with vegetables, and I think I had a bit of chicken with it.
And what were the vegetables?
The vegetables were certainly no root vegetables. They were, what were they? They were zucchinis. Well, I don't have.
Okay, that's fine.
Unfortunately, I don't have my booklet with me.
It's fine. Have you ever eaten them just on their own?
These noodles?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't. So okay. I should have them just by them.
That would be the way I would test it to make sure that, as you say, is the culprit. And if you find your food diary, look at the different vegetables. And zucchini, you would think wouldn't, but maybe just either steam or eat some zucchini and see how that works.
Well, I had zucchini before, and it never went.
Okay, so there you. Yeah, so now you know that wouldn't be it. So just kind of isolate the different vegetables.
Yeah, I assume that it is the noodles because any starchy vegetables or starch sends my glucose levels high. I can't have any grains.
Mm-hmm.
None of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I thought, I can't have beans, any beans, can't have any lentils.
Right. Usually, and this is one of the reasons Dr. Rita Marie has recommended it, is that one of the benefits of it is that the fiber in it lowers blood sugar. And so that
of
was
these noodles.
Of the noodles, yeah.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. So that was one of the reasons, but that's just, again, in general. Annette wanted to say something.
It could be the amount. You know, it might not bother you if it was a small serving, but maybe you had a bigger serving and it was just too much.
That's possible. Yeah, that is possible. Yeah. Okay, I try maybe different servings or to see what it does. Yeah. Okay.
And then... as part of the glucose tracking, we have on there, you know, what was your mood, what was going on around you. So, again, before you eat, having that moment to calm down before you eat, chewing your food is really important to break that down. And that kind of leads into your next question about when you have a smoothie, you feel full, but then you're really hungry again after 2 hours. And this is where the chewing can help. And chew even your smoothies or juice or anything because it again helps you to slow down. It tells your brain and your gut you've had enough to eat. And so it could help with that. The coaches, anything else? Because I hear your answers, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I would agree with Annette, or I think it was Annette. I would try a small amount, but maybe just have the cognac fibers on their own ones and then test your glucose and see if that's, as Lynn said, the culprit before eating it again with other foods. Usually cognac fibers, as Lynn said, don't raise blood sugar, but maybe they do in your case.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that might also help, as Lisa said, with, you know, having the smaller amount. I know one of your concerns was the timing. You know, we stress having, you know, 3 to 5 hours or however long as possible between your meals. And sometimes, and you mentioned a hypoglycemic reaction, sometimes really it is your, this is where the testing, if you are testing and it truly is low, so a hypoglycemic reaction, but sometimes in the testing we find out it's that our blood sugar is higher. So that's, again, why keeping track of that is important. Go as long as possible. If you feel that hunger, drink some water. Mm-hmm. Hunger isn't felt in your stomach, in your digestive area. Hunger is actually felt in your mouth. And so I don't think that we, at least in the United States, I don't think we really understand what true hunger is. And so, you know, making sure you're really hungry. So drinking that water and asking yourself, there's that whole section in there on the emotional eating, kind of go through some of those, what is going on? And maybe you are definitely truly hungry, and then eat something, and then try.
Well, I feel it's not only hunger in my stomach or whatever. Mm-hmm. I then can feel kind of almost dizzy, or I feel mm-hmm. something in my head, which tells me I'm hypoglycemic.
What about healthy fat mm-hmm. in the smoothie? You know, some avocado.
I do have avocado in the smoothie. I think that's what makes me full.
Are you using a whole avocado, a half avocado?
Maybe less avocado. Yeah. No, I have only half an avocado.
Okay.
But maybe I take even less. Because in the beginning, I combined the smoothie and had also a small portion of chia pudding, which was fine. But I think my stomach changed, and less food satisfies me more. That might be the case.
Yeah. So play around with the proportions. Play around with the timing. Go as long as you possibly can. Drink water. And just check in with yourself. If you feel truly that that's what you need, then have something. But please, you know, check your blood sugar, mm-hmm. eat, and then do the timing. Mm-hmm. You take digestive enzymes, digestive bitters?
Yeah, normally, yes. I hear in Italy, everything went a bit out of whack. But at home, I'm quite diligent with these things. I have my other supplements I take regularly, like magnesium and what is it called? These little pills, which Dr. Rita Marie says. Yeah, the chromium, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
I do take those.
Okay.
Right. And by the way, I think it's not a good thing to go to Italy when you do the reset, because, of course, Italy is renowned for these delicious breads and God knows what, and ice
pasta.
Cream. And you have to just
gelatos, yeah.
go past it without looking left and right.
I'm sure Susan can relate to that because she's been in Italy several times.
Yeah, but there's also wonderful vegetables this time of year there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the carciofi. I mean, there's so many good things. So you will eat well either way.
Yes. You know, and don't try not to. You know, recognize where you're stressing yourself out. If it's like, man, I'd really like to eat some of that. Envision yourself eating it and see how am I feeling? And sometimes just having that vision of it can take some of the air out of the balloon of the pressure of eating it. It's the experience
I'm looking for. Yeah. No, I feel like I really want to stick to my guns. I have made such an effort, you know, to come this far, and I don't want to endanger it.
Good for you.
I just don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're here for you on that one. And I think some of these suggestions will help you with your third question, which is about the weight loss. When you're working towards this health, your body will go towards the weight that it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else, coaches, anything else you'd like to add there?
Well, I mean, I don't know what your normal weight is. So, I mean, did you have some extra weight that you wanted to release? Or, I mean,
Not when I started the sweet spot solution, because I already lost a lot of weight during the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. I have done other programs and diets. And so I certainly wasn't feeling I wanted to lose more weight, but I did lose more weight.
Okay.
And I feel like very bony, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And for instance, today I sat down somewhere and I really could feel my bones in my behind, which I never ever have done before in my life. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me question, am I losing too much weight?
Well, how much weight have you lost?
I haven't measured myself because here I don't have scales.
Mm-hmm.
I will measure myself when I'm back home, which mm-hmm. is day after tomorrow.
Well, I would just encourage you to keep eating, you know, your whatever meal spacing works for you, 3 to 5 hours. So, and just make sure that you eat consistently, and then it should level off. So it should level off once your body adjusts. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't, you've got to do something about it or get back in touch with us. And then we can go through more detail what you're eating and what your weight is, and then see to, you know, but right now it may be an adjustment process.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. So does that help?
Yeah, certainly.
That Great. Helps. Great. All right. Just looking at... We have another Margaret that's on. And so we have two Margarets on, Margaret and Margaret Fetty. We heard from Margaret Fetty. So Margaret, if you had something you wanted to share, we have Tom. And I have a 951 number. And Shirley, I don't know if you're able to, if you have a way of speaking. So if you have not shared and you have want to introduce yourself and have some questions, feel free to open your line. Okay. I hear somebody typing. I have so 951, I think your line is open. Did you have something you wanted to say? 951 phone number, you're calling in.
Is on mute. Is on. Oh,
okay. It's on. Yeah. Oh, here.
Okay.
I just heard somebody typing, and I was like, "Oh, who's that?" Oh, and now there's a Holly. If you find that you have something to say, but it doesn't, like Shirley, I think Shirley was looking to find. There's a button to activate the audio on your own end. And
hello.
Hey, Margaret.
All right. Hey, This is my first time doing this. Hello.
Celebrations. Thank you.
Great to see you there in sunny Florida. I'm here in Maryland.
Nice. And you're, yeah. Yes. I'm happy to be calling you from Florida instead of my home state along the Minnesota-Iowa border.
So. It's finally getting warmer here. So we're excited.
Great.
And I'm on day 18.
Oh, great.
I started a week early because I'm going to be going out of town the last week in April.
And where are you going?
I'm going on a trip with a group. So we're going to do a civil rights trip to Memphis and some other states there.
So hopefully it'll be warmer.
Yeah.
Snow. My Maryland had their share of snow, too.
Yeah, so anyway, this morning when I woke up, I realized that I felt really good. Yay! And it was really interesting, not like, like something shifted. Oh, sorry. I have a home office.
Yeah, I get it.
Anyway, so it must have been a junk call. Yay, only one ring. So, anyway, I felt like something shifted. So instead of struggling, I felt like I was being, I don't know, carried or lifted. Like I got that feeling like when you're 20 and you think you can do anything. And not that I'm feeling totally great, I'm not. But I definitely feel like a shift. I don't quite trust the new feeling or if it's going to last or if it's, you know, started a new supplement yesterday or, you know, maybe trying to explain it some other kind of way. But I like to think that it's the result of all these efforts and that my body chemistry has shifted and I'm feeling the effects of the reset. So anyway, I feel like a certain kind of lightness, I guess. So I just wanted to share that and maybe give encouragement because I know a lot of you guys are a week behind me and I know I wasn't feeling so great or still struggling during those days. So, and Dr. Rita Marie, you know, I hope you guys are listening to her little short messages that she sends out in the email. And I really enjoyed those. And
yeah.
And anyway, so I wanted to share that.
That's amazing.
And, I mean, I'm not doing the plan perfectly. I didn't feel ready when I jumped in. I don't have time to do everything on there. So I'm just doing what I can. You know, the most important thing, I'm keeping the eating, and I'm trying to do the sleep. I'm not quite getting there. You know, one thing I did notice is that I do have some gut issues. I know somebody earlier was talking about gut issues. And so I knew I couldn't handle all that raw food at the beginning. So I just, even when the recipe was telling you to not cook it, didn't say not cook, but, you know, you weren't supposed to cook. I just cooked it, and I knew, like, the broccoli soup I was going to handle better if I cooked it. So I just cooked it, and I didn't worry about it. I'm like, it's not going to make my blood sugar go up because I cooked my vegetables. And so I'm trying to, you know, just do what I can and know that this is a journey and I'm not going to like lose all my weight in 30 days or anything like that. And I have lost some weight, which is a miracle. I'm nearing the end of perimenopause. So I don't know when it's going to end, but I've had that kind of typical middle age struggle of putting weight on and whatever you do, you can't lose it. So the fact that I lost some weight, whatever amount, is thrilling to me. And, I mean, I have some technical questions. I haven't been measuring my blood sugar, like, all of those times. I measure it at least a few times every day. And in the week 18 message, Dr. Rita Marie, she mentions that some people take longer to do the reset. Some people don't take 30 days. And so that got me thinking, I'm sure if I go back, it's somewhere on the Sweet Spot Solution website, but like, how do we know when it was successful? I'm guessing it's certain kinds of numbers or something is going to indicate that.
Right. So if under, I should look at it so I know exactly where it is. Under the, under the metabolic reset, if you hover your cursor over there, the drop-down box brings a sentence that says transition phase. And that's what the next step is. So if you just review it to have an idea of what you're looking for, in general, basically it says to have at least 3 weeks of consistent blood sugar readings under 110. How are you doing with cravings? How the supplements? Do you feel like you need to continue with the chromium, for instance, to help with sugar cravings? Those are some of the things to look at. But the blood sugar is probably the most important piece in that. Okay. And so...
yeah, my cravings are way down. I mean, still occasionally I feel like I want to have something sweet after I eat, like a date. I used to eat dates. So, and today I really wanted something better because I had like a really emotional event happen. I think I just wanted to have some, you know, comfort, whatever. So luckily I was in the car, there was no food. So, and, yeah. Okay. So I'll look that up. And
so that kind of talks, speaks to, your question about the testing. So the best you can do the best you can do. If you've got the glucose tracking sheet, maybe printed out, so that you can put those things in. Again, just do the best you can do, but I encourage you to do them according to that timing. So if you can do it in first thing in the morning, you know, have your blood glucose meter right there. So when you wake up, you do it before you even roll out of bed.
Oh, no, I have not done that. I've been waiting until I go downstairs and I'm in the kitchen. And okay, no. All right. I'll try that. I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
First thing in the morning meant to me after I finish everything upstairs and go downstairs. Ah. But no. Okay.
And go back and review some of the information on that. I know it will help solidify.
Okay, I'll do that.
Annette wants to speak.
Thank you. Since you've been waiting a while before you measure your blood glucose, don't be surprised if when you first start doing it first thing in the morning, it's lower.
Oh, that would be great, because it seems like it's been a little high in the morning. It's like one of my highest readings is my morning reading.
Yeah, because, you know, when you get into the stress of the day, that's going to up your glucose.
Okay.
So it could be, don't go, wow, I must have done something really great yesterday because it's, you know, it's 80s.
It dropped 10 points today. Today I told you I was feeling good, and then I saw my morning blood sugar, and I was like, wow. So I'll be curious to see what it is while I'm still in bed.
There's probably going to be a difference, yeah.
Now I'm using the Bear Contour, which people on Facebook are saying reads 10 points high. I mean, I would love to know, like, is that really true for my meter? And I don't know how to calibrate it to find out for sure.
To really know if it's accurate when you're at having a blood draw done, you just kind of test yourself there and then you'll compare it to what they get. You're not going to.
Okay. I am actually, I went for my physical yesterday and I told my doctor I want to wait till next Friday, which is going to be like day 29 for me, or 28, to do my blood work. So when I do that, I just take at the same time, and then I wait when I get the lab results back. I'll compare that number.
But take it at the lab when they're drawing your blood and write it down somewhere, store it on your phone.
Okay.
Do it at, like, my daughter's a type 1. So when they draw her blood, she's like, don't put the Band-Aid on yet. And she tests the blood that they're testing. That way she saves a poke.
Oh, wow. What a tip.
So then we know, you know, we can go back and say, oh, when you were at the lab, it was, you know, 100. And, oh, look, the lab came back at, you know, 102 or whatever. So that's how we test them.
Okay. Okay, that's an awesome tip. Thank you so much. And are there any, you know, my doctor asked me, she's doing the standard blood test. Are there any other ones that I would want to have other than the standard ones you would get for a physical?
There's a list of labs you could get.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and all doctors are different. You know, what does standard mean?
And that's, do you know offhand where I would find that on the website?
I guess I defer to Lynn there. She would be able to. There's a list of biomarkers that you should get that are more blood sugar related.
Okay. Okay, I'll check and see if I can find it.
I did want to say, I just noticed that I saw in my, at least in under bonuses and resources, I do see the gut repair bundle. So for those who are looking for the information on the gut repair, it is there.
Okay, that's awesome. And you can see from my picture, I have some rosacea. Now, I don't know, about 3 or 4 years ago when I started taking away wheat and dairy, it pretty much went away. But since I've been doing the sweet spot, I'm finding some redness. And I tend to show more red in my pictures than if you saw me in real life. But I'm wondering, I'm afraid to, like, try that I might be sensitive to the nuts and seeds. Because honestly, I don't know how I would get through this if I didn't have them to eat. I mean, I'm trying not to have them at every meal, but I'm having them at least two meals a day. And anyway, it's something in the back of my mind that's going like, why am I having all this redness? Maybe I'm just detoxing.
Well, I was going to say,
my skin would get even clearer, yeah, right, with just eating these foods having anything to raise my blood sugar. That, because I feel like I have less inflammation in my body. Definitely, mm-hmm. I feel that. And so I thought, well, maybe I'm sensitive. I am sensitive to nightshades, and I was eating some peppers. But
it could be that you're cleansing, and it could be a reaction to that. But rosacea is implicated in a couple of different things. One is that you may not have enough stomach acid, so you have to make sure that maybe you have some bitter foods, bitters, when you're, and make sure you chew very well to stimulate gastric secretion. So that's one thing.
Okay.
And the other thing is to make sure that you have adding in a probiotic would be good, because disbalanced gut bacteria is also linked to rosacea. And so it's a gut issue, but that maybe that it's flaring up now, it could be related to actually detoxing. But when you want to go deeper, and then when this program is finished, and if, depending on where the rosacea is, maybe you want to look at your gut health. That would be maybe the next step.
Actually the supplement I added yesterday, is I got a probiotic, and then they had something. I just went to Walmart, so I don't know if I've got the best brand or whatever. And they had one there that had a probiotic, but it had some different enzymes in it for digestion. And I had been reading up a little bit about that low stomach acid, so I picked that one up too. And I don't have it in front of me, but I could go grab it. But I want to give other people a chance to talk too. So, yeah, so I'm going to try that. Take the those tablets I just bought with my meals that give the extra enzymes and, I don't know, pepsin or whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay, but you could also have in the mornings some warm water with lemon juice.
Okay.
And that stimulates the liver and gets things moving. And you can also have some water with lemon juice prior to meals, 5 to 15 minutes prior to meals, just to stimulate the gastric productions naturally. You can even add in some apple cider vinegar, just a little bit in. Because supplements and everything are fine, but it's also good to have foods or real foods that can support. And then if you make sure that you add some bitter foods in, let's say arugula. You like arugula?
I've been doing a lot of arugula. I'm putting it in my green smoothies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love arugula. I actually have some dandelion in my garden.
Yeah.
So I thought I might make some tea with it. I don't really want to eat them, but I thought I would make tea with them.
Well, that's good. And that will help also cleanse with the liver. And then see how the rosacea goes. And then if it doesn't start to clear up, then, you know, reach out again to us or, you know, and then we can talk about it a bit more. But it may be a reaction to the current phase you're in or the stage you're in on the reset.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
And I put a link. I couldn't find quickly the list of labs, but Dr. Rita Marie had written a an article on the 5 most useful lab tests for measuring your health. And in there, she includes information about blood sugar. And she says, you know, along with doing your after meal testing, do fasting insulin, hemoglobin A1C to further information on there.
Okay, I'll look that up. And at the very beginning when we were talking, I was mentioning that I wasn't doing all of the glucose testing, and one of you was telling me, or seemed like you were about to tell me the key ones to do, which was first thing in the morning, and then I think we started talking about other things.
Yeah. So then right before you eat, right after you eat, and then every 15 minutes or so, up to an hour, if you have to do every 20 minutes, but that's the general idea because you want to see that progression. And then see how high you've gone, if you've come down to baseline. If you haven't, then do another hour later. And you can keep doing another hour until you eat again when you start the whole process. And when you print out the glucose tracking sheet, you can see the places on there to write those numbers in.
Okay. All right, great. Okay, thank you.
Let's see. Tom, did you have any questions you'd like to ask us here?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine and dandy.
Oh, yeah, good. Well, I think you guys have a great program, and I haven't done everything yet because I've still got some other priorities that I've got to get off my plate first. But the question that I wanted to ask was in reading Rita Marie's notes, I guess it was her actually transcript, on the effect of the impact. I can't remember exactly where this was in her transcript. I don't have it in front of me right now, but anyway. She was talking about the effect of when your insulin gets too high, it makes your arteries harden. And I had a problem with that because is it the artery itself, the epithelial cells, or a plaque or something else building up in the cells that gets hard? Because I've read that differently in other from other authors that I've read about. The arteries themselves aren't so much it gets hard. It's the stuff that builds up in the arteries that gets hard, and then it messes up your arteries and blocks them. So give me some clarification. What exactly did she mean by that?
I don't know exactly how she said it, but it would insulin could affect the endothelial lining of the arteries. And so that's, you know, the first assault that would happen would be the endothelial lining. And then over time, when your insulin is, or you have insulin resistance situation, is linked with inflammation, and then the inflammatory cells can also form plaque along the endothelial lining. So there's various different mechanisms.
Yeah, where that's kind of what I thought was going on. That was one of my detailed questions I wanted to ask, and I haven't got a response back on it yet. But yeah, that's kind of what I had thought. And I had had a stroke at TIA several years ago, and I haven't had a recurrence of it, thankfully. But, you know, always in the back of my mind is I don't want to create a condition that's going to precipitate that again, which I don't think I am with this program because I've lost a lot of weight. And I think back then when I had a very intense job that required 24/7 on-the-spot traveling all over the world doing different problems for customers, suppliers, regulatory stuff for the government, that sort of thing. And, you know, you just don't have 24 hours in a day to work 48 hours a day on that job. And I was having my weight higher and not eating properly, because when you're flying all over the place, you're eating bad food almost constantly. I had a pretty bad case of sleep apnea, which I discovered after I had my stroke. So I think that's what was really related to it, but I have had my doctor check my carotid artery. I think that's the right pronunciation of it. Mm-hmm. And he said, I still got a small amount of plaque that's built up in there. I'm a little bit concerned with that because of the diet, you know, plant-based diet that I'm on. So that's why that when I read what Dr. Maria said in there, it kind of concerned me, and I wanted to get more information on that. More from the standpoint that what do I need to be testing and be on the alert for so I don't have another problem like that. So can you kind of help me out to understand that better from that perspective?
Yeah, for first start, you're talking about old plaque, right? So we have to distinguish between new plaque formation and old plaque that is there that may have erupted that, you know, caused your stroke. So I'm glad that you've recovered and everything. So this kind of plant-based diet will help in preventing new plaque formation, okay? And in terms of the old plaque, then as the immune system calms down and as the insulin comes under control, over time, hopefully the old plaque will go away. Now there's some supplements you can take, something called natokinase, that helps reduce plaque, and there's also something, different kinds of enzymes. One that comes to mind is called Wobe enzyme. And they also help sort of clear the debris, because what plaque is the immune system has found something, calcium or something, some debris, and then they don't know what to do with it. And so the immune cells then deposit it on the lining or the endothelial lining of the arteries. And that's how it forms. So these Wobe enzymes and the natokinase help clear this debris.
Okay, now where do I find this stuff?
I think given your condition, though, you find it on the internet, and we can give you, I can give you a couple of different supplements. I'll look for them right after I finish, but it might be good for you to consider some private coaching, because it's something that needs to be done delicately and monitored or under supervision, or you need to be, you know, under practitioner's care is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Because it's difficult not knowing, you know, you've given us some idea of your health history, of what you've been struggling with. But it's, you know, having had a stroke and, you know, obviously wanting to prevent another one, I think it would be a good idea to have, some private coaching.
And Tom is also in the IRSBT program.
Okay, that's great. But I'll look for these two enzymes. There's one, they're in America. They're in the States, and they're actually excellent products. And you can just follow the instructions on the products. And they have both in them. They have both the Wobe enzyme and the Wobe enzyme is basically a proteolytic enzyme. So if you're an RSBCT, are you also a practitioner of some kind?
No, I'm a scientist and a chemist retired.
Okay, so you know what proteolytic enzyme is, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, it helps break down debris. Okay, so I'll send you these.
I put a link in there for the Wobe enzyme.
Okay, yeah. Okay, great. Right.
You can get it. If you order supplements through Amazon, you can get it there. Garden of Life sells it directly as well. And you can actually make natokinase. Okay. It's got a strong flavor, so not everybody cares for it. And actually, I think in one of the Vital Healing Kitchen shows, Dr. Reed Marie and Karen Osborne made it.
Oh, really? From natto or from that natto itself?
So from using that, yeah. And natto you usually find being made from a particular type of soybean, and so some people are a little worried about it. But you can also make it with other legumes.
Okay.
Just a little bit more history. It may help you a little bit more. This was way back in 2007.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when I was very intensely working, like I said, for quite a long time, I did a lot of different jobs in my company. I was director and quality control manager, product health and safety manager, and engineer and everything else you can imagine. I did about 10 different jobs. And so stress was a big factor, I'm sure of that. Mm-hmm. And my triglycerides are quite high. I don't eat red meat, but I ate a lot of salmon.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like sweets, and I think that was the contributing factor to that. Since mm-hmm. I've been on this plant-based diet, which has been almost a year now, I mean, I've lost about 40 pounds, maybe a little bit over that. I don't really need to use my sleep apnea machine too much anymore. In fact, I haven't used it for a while since losing all the weight. My triglycerides are way down, and my blood sugar is way down as well. I mean, I wasn't a really bad diabetic case, but and my doctor had me on metformin for a while. That was about the same time he had put me on metformin, and I had some problems with metformin. I actually developed kidney stones from it, and told him I couldn't see that it was doing anything for my blood glucose, so I stopped taking it. But I found the best thing for me personally, what seems to really help, is I eat a lot of herbs, spices, and garlic, ginger, that type of stuff, and that really seems to help a lot. I mean, I feel great. I personally feel great, lots of energy. So from my perspective in this program, I want to learn more about factors related to, you know, my case, and because diabetes runs in the family, so I have some other issues with brothers that have some problems with diabetes. They're not doing as well as them because they're not taking care of things so well, and they don't want to listen to what I have to say, but that's okay. You know, I'll just wait until they're at the point where they have to listen. So right now, I have to say, I think I'm doing pretty good, but I'm still fine-tuning to get my blood sugar, blood glucose down below that 110 on a consistent basis. I mean, I have days when I'm down in the 90s, and I have days when I'm right around that 110, and I have a few occasions when I'm up in the 120 range, and I can tell that it's related to certain foods. You know, I do like eat breads and pizzas and that stuff, and I've had to cut that out, and I do know that will boost my sugar levels up quite a bit. So I'm still learning what foods I have to basically stay away from. But overall, you know, what the kinds of things that y'all are talking about is the things that I found that do seem to work the best. I started out by following Dr. Furman's approach of mm-hmm. plant-based foods. That's kind of where I got started. But I like what Dr. Rita Marie advocates, because to me it's like a fine-tuning step. So doing well, have to watch things carefully, but overall, appreciate your comments back. You know, the last thing I want to have is another stroke. So, but knock on wood, it's been quite a few years since I've had that issue. And even then, even when I had it, the doctors said I had two confirmed TIAs, and they said they've never seen anyone recover as rapidly as I did. I went to the hospital, but I was out the next morning. They said, if you can get up and walk around and be coherent, we'll let you go. But they said, we don't normally do that. They said, I was so responsive that they said, yeah, you're really doing much better than we expect, given the confirmed TIA. So, you know, knocked on wood, I guess they hadn't hardened to the point where they fully blocked my arteries. So anyway, that's a little bit of background.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job, and being on a plant-based diet is really the best thing you could do for yourself. I just wanted to say that we put some of the links to the you know, the different products in the chat.
Yep. And I looked at my link to one I recommend, and it's exactly the same one that you recommend. So I feel really good. It's like, oh, I'm good at doing it good.
Yeah, great. And the other thing I wanted you to, I mean, great that your triglyceride levels came down, because usually excess carbs are driving the triglyceride levels more than anything else. So you're doing probably a good job on the carbs as well. But it would be good to check your fatty acid balance, to the omega-3, omega-6 ratios. And that's also a very, very important thing, because omega-6 can drive inflammation. So that's another part of the health picture that you need to keep in mind, that it's touched on, but that's not really the focus in this program so much. So that's one of the things that would be important for you to keep track of.
Yeah, I had my medical doctor do a full panel on liver issues, pancreas issues, stuff like that. And he said everything, he said, you look like a 25-year-old. The only issue is that your blood sugar is slightly elevated at this point. But I find that eating a lot of greens, I eat an awful lot of baby spinach, baby kale, that kind of stuff. And I find that that really seems to really give me a boost and help me a lot. So I'm really focusing on eating more greens, although it's hard to maintain a, you know, a strict diet of just eating a lot of greens every day. Mm-hmm. You know, so I do like occasionally a little bit of rice, although I don't care for what I eat. I know rice is not one of those good ones for you. But I do eat sweet potatoes and, you know, a lot of root vegetables. I eat a lot of fermented foods, and I do my own fermenting vegetables. I used to buy the fermented stuff in the store, but it doesn't seem to be as effective as the stuff I make myself. So anyway, I mean, I feel good, and I get a lot more rest. You know, exercise is certainly much better than it used to be, although it could stand some more improvement. So I appreciate the tips, and thank you for getting those tips in writing, because that's very helpful to be able to go back and capture that and pursue it further. So anything else you can think of, just let me know.
Okay,
well, thanks.
Okay, you're doing a great job. I wasn't sure she was done talking. I agree with what Lisa's saying, that you're doing a great job. I appreciate your questions, both here and on the IRSPT calls, you pay attention to yourself. I like the fact that you're looking to see what is best for me and finding the information out there, and that's what's going to lead you. There's obviously a reason you're still here, Tom. So,
I'm one of these people that likes to follow the longevity studies that are going on in the world, you know, like Dan Buettner and all the work he's done. And then there's a webinar series that's just now getting over, which is on longevity. There's been a couple others too. I've been spending a lot of time on the internet. I've probably watched a couple of hundred videos following a lot of these things. They're quite interesting, but they are time consuming. I'm trying to wean myself away from those. So I can get more involved in this practitioner stuff that we're doing, but I'm not looking for another career at this point. I'm really looking to, I want to live well past 100. I'm convinced of that. So that's one of the motivators at this point. And that's because I have a lot, I'm the kind of guy that gets challenged by all the real challenge life, what is gravity all about? What's math? I'm a scientist. I like quantum mechanics and that kind of stuff as well as medicine. So there's a lot of unanswered questions that I hope we find answers to. So
with seekers like you and all of us on here, I have no doubt that we will definitely find answers.
Oh, I'm sure we will. But actually, once I've got this stuff under my belt and feel more comfortable with how it affects me, then I'll start to look at trying to coach some other family members, because they definitely have some problems and need some help. I found the medical doctors, traditional medical doctors, aren't really, they're not up to speed on this stuff. Even my doctor, I think I've educated him more than he has me. he says, I wish I had more patients like you. I said, we got one. And we talked about some of his other patients, not that he can give me confidential information, I don't want it, but he was saying that, geez, I really wish I could use somebody as an example to show my other patients other ways they could get off of this medication. And I said, well, you got one here.
There you go.
Whatever you want to.
See, that's what you're doing.
But he still is reserved. I don't think he's fully convinced yet. In spite of all the records I've given, and this has been going on now for well over 6 months, about 9 months into this.
Well, just keep plugging away. I'm sure somebody will be convinced.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I've got my wife a little bit more conscious about her weight and some of her issues. She's not diabetic, but she is overweight. She's dropped about 35 pounds following some of the stuff that we've learned here. But I'd like to see her more robustly embrace some of the stuff. It'll come with time. But anyway, I'm going to be down in Texas in November at your Shine Conference.
Oh, yay.
Look forward to that. I got my reservations already made.
Excellent.
And I have a brother who lives in Texas, so I'm going to visit with him. He has a serious problem with diabetes because he doesn't want to change his diet. You know, he wants to eat all that bad stuff that neuropathy and that kind of stuff. So I've seen him for a while, so I think he'll be quite surprised at what I'm going to have to share with him the next time I see him. We talk on the phone, but he doesn't want to get into this stuff in any detail. So that's okay. That's his choice.
Yes, it is.
All right. So
I love seeing your choices. Keep spreading the word.
Yeah, you guys keep up the good work. I'm very impressed with what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Well, it's talking to people like you that keeps it moving forward.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. All right. I don't know if there's anybody else on here that I'm not seeing that might. I did this thing once and now I can't figure out how to get it back. I only see the pictures of those who are on the video. So, and I can see some people like Shirley, but so I don't know if Shirley's not able to unmute herself. And Vera. Vera's line on my end is open, so I don't know if she can say anything. But if anybody has anything else that they'd like to share, this is a great time to do it. Otherwise, I think we've shared a lot. I hear somebody. Does somebody want to say anything? Nope. Okay.
I just wanted to say thank you to everybody because some of the questions the others have had have also been ones that I had, but I didn't know how to formulate things this first time. Now I'll know how to narrow it down and, to make it more beneficial.
Excellent.
But just thank you so much. It's been hugely, hugely helpful to me. So
wonderful. Glad to hear that. Thank you thank you for saying thank you.
Right. I think I'll sign off now.
Okay. Great. It's getting late there. It's getting late there. So thank you for being on. And for everybody else, thank you for being here. Go ahead. Somebody was going to say something.
Well, I want to say thank you too very much. It was really lovely.
Excellent. I'm so glad to hear that. You do have two other bonus calls if you're able to be on them. If you're not, there are the recordings. I will talk with Dr. Rita Marie to see if there's a way people can submit a question ahead of time. And otherwise, feel free to chat on the Facebook group. Let's see, I hear somebody.
Yeah, me.
Okay. Who is me?
I'd like to
Margaret.
Okay.
I don't know if Margaret, if you were trying to talk or not, but one quick question is for the Lynn and the other coaches. What is your background? Are you all nurses or how did you come into this program?
I'm a mother of seven and it's
God bless you.
He has. And it's through trying to keep them healthy and well and alive that I started. And so I am in the beginning very self-taught. I did take a course through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and then wanted to continue my learning. And so then started with Dr. Rita Marie through the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology. And like everybody else, I just keep learning and learning and learning.
That's actually what led me to here because I was talking to my doctor about endocrinology and I said, we need to understand that a lot better. And I said, how does that relate to my situation? I got zero answers from him and I started exploring that myself. And then I came across the references to Rita Marie and her endocrinology program, and I thought, you know, that really is interesting. I'd like to learn more about that. So I don't know if I'll go on to that after I finish this one or not, but that definitely is an interest of mine. I actually did buy a textbook on endocrinology, which I want to get through here at some point as well. But I think that area is poorly understood by doctors, even those who have advanced degrees in endocrinology. They seem to know it from a book standpoint, but knowing it in terms of how to apply it to really help people, I have to say that I'm pretty disappointed. I have one lady who was a friend of a friend who called me up and said, she said, I heard you've done great, you know, made great progress with the program that you're on, which means the plant-based diet. So she wanted to meet and talk about it. And she was on the keto diet, and she has her blood glucose down well, but her body weight's all messed up, and she's having a lot of endocrinology issues. And she's, did we lose everyone?
Oh, gosh.
Something happened.
Something happened.
The chat lost.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll wrap up real quick. She has a lady doctor's an endocrinologist, but she's taking medication for medication for medication because all of her endocrinology markers and hormone markers are all messed up. And I said, I really think you need to really think getting another doctor. And so anyway, that was just one example to make my point about these medical doctors who have these advanced degrees. Sometimes, you know, they may be book smart, but I don't have the confidence they know how to apply it to real life situations sometimes. Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of nutrition is what we're doing here, because we can take that information, and often the information is at the level of research, and then we can apply it, you know, to everyday situations, because our tools are food and, of course, supplements. And
BMCDT.
We look at the body and in terms of a system, you know, and how the systems are all related. And so we look very differently. Doctors are looking from an organ point of view. So we have just a different way of approaching it. And it makes sense when it comes to endocrinology, because the hormones, they're all involved in a dance, you know, and you just can't look at things in a single, you know, way.
Right. I have a question for you. I asked this of my doctor too. You know, we in the job that I had, which is science and engineering, we did a lot of process simulations. Has anyone done a human body process simulation around endocrinology and all those hormones and markers to see how they interplay? Dr. Marine Rees got a couple of really good slides that kind of point in that direction, but they're not in a simulative mode. They're just kind of, you know, A affects B, and this is the general way in which they interact. But is anyone y'all know what I mean by a process simulation, where you actually look at inputs and outputs and say, if this goes high, what's the probable impact on something else?
You can't know that exactly, but I mean, for example, we know how some hormones go up and the other ones go down, you know?
Right.
I mean, so we know, and you know, for example, cortisol has a diurnal rhythm, and you know that as cortisol goes down, then melatonin comes up, and you know, it all is synced in the body. But then how it works for you will really depend on how balanced your body is.
Right, I get that. Usually those are starting points for developing process engineering perspective on how to do it. That's usually not how they get started. And we did that too. We would do different lab studies.
Yeah.
And find correlations, and then we say, okay, we've got a couple of relationships established now. How does that impact the bigger system? So you develop a system approach, and then once you have a system approach that has some sense to it, you can now what we call disturb the system and see what happens to it.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it would be a biochemical perspective. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder if anyone has come across that. It doesn't sound like you.
No,
I haven't. No.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you. Anyway, I appreciate your input.
And if you find anything, let us know in the INE practitioner group.
Yeah. Well, my doctor was he couldn't even comment to the question, let alone attempt to answer it, which I was a little disappointed, because I went to this medical group. It's actually a medical group where they actually teach doctors who are in their they've already had medical school behind them. Now they're in their training program. I was hoping he would, you know, get some of them involved. When I go in, I like to have the doctors, the resident doctors, more than the regular doctors. They're more open-minded. Mm-hmm. But even there, I find that they're kind of limited. Even though they're very open-minded, they're very limited on some of the ways in which they answer questions. And I'm thinking, you know, you guys are a little bit too close to following what the drug companies prescribe rather than what the patient really needs sometimes. Mm-hmm. They don't quite know how to answer that. Or reluctant to. I'm not sure which it is.
Yeah. That's very possible. But I really applaud you for talking to them and getting them to possibly think and consider that. And
I wish they would be more open-minded so I could, you know, get into these questions in more detail. I mean, yeah, I don't have a medical background like they do, but...
Well, that could be in your favor.
Yeah,
And like I said, you know, maybe start the conversation over on the INE Practitioner Facebook group, because you'll find a lot of interested people.
But I will say this. I'm not trying to, you know, boast or anything, but I do have a cousin that's actually in medical school right now, and we got talking, and I was talking about nutritional aspects and what I'm doing. And he said that, he says, you know, you've actually helped me answer questions that the medical doctors haven't been able to answer in my programs. And I said, well, gee, I wonder why that is. vis-a-vis the lack of nutritional knowledge.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. So that's what makes your program excel. I mean,
you guys are
right on the money from my perspective.
Well, thank you. And I will pass that on to Dr. Rita Marie. She loves hearing stories like that.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, she's pretty sharp. I like her.
I do too.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So, you know, thank you for sharing your background with me. I appreciate that.
You bet. And I know Lisa, as you can tell, is well-educated, as is Annette and Susan. So, and the to show their intelligence, they are in this school.
Yeah, well, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I like stuff that's practical. I mean, theory is fine, and I've had boatloads of theory. I'm sure a lot of you have. But, you know, you got to be able to apply it. That's what's important. And how you apply it makes a big difference in the results that you get. That's what I find personally. Okay, well, thank you. Excellent.
You're very welcome. Thank you. How do I figure out so Vera's wondering how to figure out her mic. You can always type your question in here, Vera. And when you sign on, usually it will tell you if you want to use your computer audio. I'm trying to remember.
It says join audio.
Yeah. There should be an area in there next to your name or something that says settings. Or when you hover your cursor over your picture, it shows unmute here on my side. Yeah, it shows me you're unmuted too. But if you click on your name, there should be three little dots. And if you click on that, it should say something else. The only other thing I can think of is it plugged in? And I say that because I've done that. It's like, why won't it work? Check your own computer's settings to make sure that your mic is on, that your speakers are on, all of that. But otherwise, if you have a question, type it in the chat and we'll take a look at it. It looks like most of the people are gone. Where are you from, Vera? And I still see Shirley on, so I'm wondering if Shirley's the same way. She can't get on as well. The same as I had yesterday, but wish I could talk. What was your question? Was she on with you yesterday, Susan? Do you remember Avira? Okay. Do you remember what her question was?
I'm thinking.
Oh, low blood pressure.
Oh, right. And we had problems with the mic yesterday. There's a number that she can call in here as well, right?
There is. So you can call on the phone. I wasn't sure where she was located.
She was experiencing low blood pressure symptoms. Is there still time to call?
You know, if you can call, and we are running much lower. It should have been in the, let me see if I can go back and find it. Telephone. Six, are you in the U.S.? Yeah, California. Okay. So the number is 646-876-9923. And I'll put this in the chat because it's going to ask you for a meeting ID. But if you want to get us up to speed on that, that will help, Susan.
She was having blood pressure drops. She and another person were having similar symptoms. And I can't,
right.
They're gone off my computer now. So I don't think she was experiencing depression, but she was having fatigue and blood pressure drops. I can't remember the numbers.
Was she in the Q&A or on the chat?
She was on the chat.
Okay, I can pull that up. Let's see here.
Oh, somebody's calling in.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but it's a little echoey. Do you have us open on your computer as well? There you go. I think you got it.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. And I understand we're short of time, and I will try to be quick.
Okay.
And thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with the coaches. So my question is about low blood pressure, and it kind of fluctuates to a very low number, like even 87 over 59, this low. So I feel almost like lethargic. I noticed from before then when I stopped any carbs or grains or sweeteners like honey, I don't really eat sugar. My blood pressure would go low, and from yesterday's chat, my understanding was that adrenals have to do with this. And I know that I do have low adrenals, so my question is how to stay on and how to up my blood pressure so I don't feel lethargic and brain foggy with my blood sugar normal numbers under 110.
You know, the blood pressure is low blood pressure is associated with adrenal fatigue. Mm-hmm. Because the adrenals regulate blood pressure through the angiotensin. Help regulate blood pressure. And so it's a sign that you've had chronic stress, and then over time, then that's the compensatory mechanism and the blood pressure is low. So the best thing to do is first make sure you're not dizzy, that you don't, fall down or something like that, but that you eat something to get your blood pressure back up. It's a very practical thing. You just have to eat something. Doctors will tell you to have a cup of coffee, have a shot of espresso. I'm not going to tell you to do that. But that's what a doctor would tell, in this situation. So I'm just going to say to eat something that you can eat that doesn't raise your blood. You've got to get your blood pressure back up again over 100. I mean, that going that low is just really very low.
Yeah, it is.
but it's a long-term thing. And so the sweet spot is a, you know, is a good starting point. But then in the end, you've got to also look at how your adrenals are functioning and help restore your adrenal health. But the starting point is blood sugar balance.
I have been consistent with not going over 110, and it seems like I came to the point where I don't feel hungry, and like feel hungry all the time, and it's a huge improvement for me. I lost about 5 to 6 pounds. My husband discourages me from losing more weight. I am 138 right now, and I'm 5'4", so he's like very loving, and he says I don't need to lose more weight. But with this blood pressure, I would love to continue the program to the very end. It's just, sometimes troublesome. And I noticed that I cannot go hungry more than 2.5 to 3 hours. So it is, as you say, pertaining to adrenals, right?
Yeah. One thing you could do in the morning is also add a little bit of Celtic sea salt into your water and lemon. Adrenals need salt. That doesn't mean you go crazy with the salt, but just a little bit of sea salt, Celtic sea salt or Himalayan salt in with, if you have lemon water.
Yeah, it tastes like a lemonade. I do that.
Okay.
And maybe that will also help the fluid balance and perhaps then the blood pressure by extension. There is, no drugs that I know of, really. I think a doctor would maybe give you a drug, but really it's food. You've got to rest. You've got to take care of your stress, manage your stress, maybe meditation, breathing techniques, all of those things to stimulate the parasympathetic system, because it sounds like this is at the tail end of a, high stress life.
Yep. And vitamin C.
Yep. Vitamin C.
Okay. I do take a basic B complex from Thorne, and it has really good compound of all the B vitamins here.
Okay.
And I was wondering.
I said vitamin C, as in C as in cat, as in.
Okay. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Any particular brand would you recommend for vitamin C?
Well, I know Dr. Rita recommends Perk as one. But there's also liposomal vitamin C's that are liquid.
Seeking Health has liposomal C. Seeking Health also has a buffered C. Perk has a buffered C powder.
Livon Labs, LIVON, has a...
Designs for Health is selling directly on Amazon. They have a powdered buffer.
Okay.
Which one was that again?
Designs for Health.
Buffered C.
Divine. Okay.
Yeah. And it would be good to have vitamin C at least twice a day, morning, evening, and at least 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams.
Okay.
Total for the day.
Yeah. I'm thinking licorice as well.
Yep.
But we'd have to still have a cortisol reading before
taking
licorice.
I did have my saliva test just recently, and it seems like my cortisol shows within normal limits, because I do take 2 supplements specifically for my adrenals. They're from Dr. X and from Delgado Protocol. They're pretty well known on the website. They seem to be helping me, but again, with this program, with Sweet Spot Solution program, they seem to keep my cortisol level normal on paper, but symptomatically, I feel really weak and tired.
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna stop for a second for a couple of reasons. One, because of time, but two, I really, really encourage you to consider personalized coaching. And part of the reason why is at the end of the personalized coaching, you are offered a free program. And we have an adrenal fatigue program that I think you would do really well with. So okay. I don't know if you've considered, and I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to throw that out there. Because I think you could benefit from, one, the personalized coaching, and two, this adrenal fatigue program afterwards. But, you know, who knows, through the program, maybe something else will come out, like maybe we really should deal with your digestive system. And so that's why we wait till the end of it to offer that to you. So I don't know if you considered the personalized coaching before, but...
But I mean, the cortisol, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, because it sounds like it's complex and it could benefit from personalized coaching. But going back to the cortisol, I'm not sure how it was measured, but it's good if you get a saliva test or a Dutch test that would do cortisol
saliva.
Reading. Okay, saliva. And you had the four readings?
I had four readings. I had my Dutch test done last, I think, either October or November, about half a year ago.
Okay, so without looking at those results, we could, instead of like licorice or something, we have to really see the cortisol results. But you could safely probably do some other kind of adaptogen, like ginseng, like a Siberian ginseng, or if you don't have issues with your thyroid, ashwagandha or maca. So you could try some kind of adaptogen.
I have low readings on thyroid, kind of normal low. That's what my doctors tell me.
So I wouldn't take ashwagandha, but you could just try a ginseng or maca, and they also support adrenal health and in general stress resilience, you know, which is probably something you've got to work on. But I would really encourage you to consider private coaching, because it's complex, and just to get into the root cause. And
exactly. I put the link in the chat. I don't know if you can still see the chat for the program. Dr. Anna Kabeka has a really good maca, Mighty Maca, that might be of help to you. But I put a link in there for the Seeking Health vitamin C, as well as the link for the personalized coaching. And again, I apologize. I didn't mean to jump in there, but I thought, thank you.
I appreciate any help and input. That there's no problem at all. And where do I find information about personal coaching? Somewhere
I put it in the chat. Can you see the chat?
Uh-huh.
Right. So it's the one that says thesweetspotsolution.com/go. Oh, something, I did that wrong. Never mind.
Something happened on my side here. Either I clicked something, I can hear you, but I cannot see the screen with the video.
Okay.
But my understanding, this coaching call will be...
Oh, sorry.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah.
Okay. I will share with you the link, so you can write it down. So it's thesweetspotsolution.com /go/sweetspot90-day program.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. I'm double checking my... Sometimes my memory, it's too hot here. I can't think.
Well, it tells this URL could not be found, the one that was in the
So maybe chat. It's sweet. Okay, I did. I found it. It's sweet spot 90 day private.
Okay,
private. Okay, I will look into it. Thank you so much for the information. And for your time, I really, really appreciate it. And I will cut off now, and thank you for attention and time.
You're very welcome. And the recording for this will be up within the next couple of days, so that you can go back and listen. And you know, so now you know you're like the last person, and that might make it easier. And write that down. But hopefully you found some good ideas that you can take forward.
Absolutely.
And then the next call, I believe, is the 24th. It's April 24th, I believe. Yep, at 7 p.m. Central. Yes. So that would be 5 o'clock for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Lynn.
You're very welcome. And thank you so much, coaches.
Thank you. Thank you, all coaches and everybody, for all contributions.
Thank you all. Have a good rest of your day or evening, wherever you are. Okay.
Well, and yeah, you, Lisa, are past your bedtime.
Yep.
So good, we're going to have you rest your cortisol-laden adrenal glands and have a good night's sleep.
Thank you. All right. Signing off.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye, Susan. Bye, Annette.